From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama did some sightseeing today as he wound up his trip to China. The president led a group of people for a visit to the Great Wall, which he called magical. The president said he is looking forward to his next stop in South Korea. It will be Mr. Obama's first visit there and will conclude his Asian swing. Talks in South Korea are likely to focus on how to persuade North Korea to return to nuclear disarmament talks. Tomorrow, the president meets with South Korean President Lee Myung-bak in the capital, Seoul. The two presidents have taken a skeptical view of North Korea's recent conciliatory rhetoric to resume negotiations. Attorney General Eric Holder will be testifying today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senators are expected to question him about the trials for Guantanamo Bay detainees and the deadly shootings at Fort Hood, Texas. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The last time Attorney General Holder testified at an oversight hearing was in June. Since then, the Justice Department announced it was transferring some of the alleged 9/11 plotters to New York for trials. Republicans object to that move, and they're likely to push back today. They may also ask about reports that some Guantanamo detainees could be housed at a prison in Illinois. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy said on Face the Nation he expects Holder to get questions about Nadal Hassan, the alleged Fort Hood shooter.
Ultimately, we should know if mistakes were made, where they were made, for the sole purpose of making sure those mistakes are not made again.
Holder may bring up the fact that three top Justice Department nominees still have not been confirmed by the Senate. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Today, a Senate committee is taking up a bill aimed at changing the way the government oversees food safety. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Right now, ensuring food is safe is mostly an after-the-fact exercise. People get sick from peanut butter or spinach or something else. Then government agencies go into high gear to trace the contamination back to its source. The bill being considered by the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee gives new power to the Food and Drug Administration to inspect food manufacturing plants on a regular basis. FDA head Margaret Hamburg says it's time.
It really will enable the FDA to move our food safety system into the 21st century.
A similar bill passed the House in July. The legislation has broad support from Democrats, Republicans, food manufacturers, and consumer groups. While details remain to be worked out, something is expected to become law. The only question is, how soon? Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
Japanese stock prices fell today. The Nikkei average was down by 53 points, or 0.6%. Oil prices extended gains above $79 a barrel in Asian trading. Benchmark crude rose by 61 cents to $79.75 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. A woman has reportedly been stoned to death for adultery in Somalia. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has more.
A judge for the Islamist extremist group Al-Shabaab says a 20-year-old woman was stoned to death before a crowd Tuesday in central Somalia. Al-Shabaab controls much of that area. The woman apparently had a consensual sexual relationship with a 29-year-old unmarried boyfriend. She became pregnant and was sentenced to death earlier this month, pending the birth of her child. She then delivered a stillborn baby. Her boyfriend was sentenced to 100 lashes. This is the latest in a series of Al-Shabaab attacks on women in Somalia. The group has been on a mission to sideline women from society. Al-Shabaab has banned women from working, even though Somali women are often the sole breadwinners for their families. The group has also banned women from wearing brassieres in some areas, saying that the undergarments dishonestly represent the body. And this is the second time that they've stoned a woman for adultery in the past year. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
The United States, Britain, and the Palestinians have all criticized an Israeli plan to build 900 more housing units in a Jewish neighborhood in the part of Jerusalem claimed by the Palestinians. In Washington, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs calls the plan unilateral and says it appears to preempt peace negotiations. Gibbs says the U.S. also objects to what he calls Israel's continuing pattern of evictions and demolitions of Palestinian homes. A spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says U.S. words are not enough and that real pressure needs to be applied. Jerusalem and settlements are key sticking points in Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.